Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a fascinating topic that's gaining serious traction: prediction markets and their burgeoning role for hedge funds in 2025.
It's a topic that's really evolved, isn't it? What started as something for political junkies or crypto enthusiasts is now capturing the attention of institutional investors. The key driver, especially in 2025, seems to be this overwhelming economic turbulence and uncertainty.
Exactly. The unpredictable policy shifts and the breakdown of traditional asset correlations are making investors desperate for new insights. Prediction markets are stepping in as a vital component of sophisticated financial analysis, and understanding why is crucial for future investment strategies.
So, for those who might not be familiar, can you break down what a prediction market actually is? It sounds a bit like betting, but with a financial twist.
That's a great way to put it. At their core, prediction markets are platforms where people trade contracts based on the probability of future events. Instead of company shares, you're trading the likelihood of something happening. If you think a certain policy will pass, you buy a contract representing that outcome.
And the price of that contract then reflects the collective market's assessment of that event's probability in real time. It's a dynamic, data-driven way to aggregate information and sentiment into a tradable signal. Quite a shift from their more speculative origins, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And the critical challenge for investors in 2025 is this pervasive uncertainty. Economic forecasting is a minefield, policy decisions are volatile, and traditional diversification strategies are faltering. Finding that elusive alpha outperformance is incredibly difficult.
That's precisely where prediction markets are shining. They offer a novel avenue for information gathering and, potentially, for generating that alpha. It's driven by powerful forces shaping our current economic climate. So, let's dive into the first major driver you mentioned, the relentless search for alpha amidst breaking correlations.
Right. For hedge funds, alpha is the ultimate goal, returns that beat the market, independent of general movements. It's about skill and strategy. But in 2025, finding it is exceptionally tough because those historical correlations between asset classes like stocks, bonds, and commodities are becoming unstable.
And when those correlations break down, traditional diversification and hedging strategies become less effective. It's much harder to smooth out returns or manage risk reliably. So, how do prediction markets help solve this?
They tap into the wisdom of the crowd. Imagine millions of people, some experts, some with unique insights, trading contracts based on their beliefs about future events. Their collective actions aggregate all this dispersed information into a quantifiable price signal.
This signal can reflect probabilities for events that traditional data sources might miss or be slow to pick up. For instance, the likelihood of a regulatory change impacting an industry, or the outcome of a geopolitical negotiation. That's a potential pathway to alpha, right?
Precisely. It offers a way to discover and capitalize on mispriced opportunities. Beyond the quest for alpha, prediction markets offer a second crucial benefit: real-time sentiment and event probability gauges. The prices adjust almost instantly as new information emerges.
That's fascinating. So, if a central bank hints at a policy change, the relevant contracts on a prediction market could shift within minutes. This gives a live, dynamic feed of how the market is interpreting events and assessing probabilities.
Exactly. Think about the lag in traditional news cycles or the time it takes for reports to be analyzed. Prediction markets provide a much more immediate pulse. This allows hedge funds to make incredibly tactical adjustments to their portfolios.
So, if a market suddenly shows a heightened probability of interest rates rising more aggressively, a fund can quickly reassess its fixed income or currency exposures. The ability to quantify the probability of a specific event is immensely valuable.
It truly is. This leads us to the third driver: uncovering unpriced information and policy foresight. Prediction markets excel at surfacing potential future events and quantifying their likelihood before they become widely recognized or impact traditional markets.
This is where they can act as an incredible early warning system for policy shocks. A market predicting the likelihood of a specific trade policy or legislation passing can provide a clear signal if its contract price starts to rise.
And for a hedge fund, this foresight is invaluable. It allows them to position their portfolios defensively or offensively before the event occurs and its impact is fully felt. This proactive approach, informed by granular probabilistic data, offers a significant competitive advantage.
It's like having a crystal ball, but backed by data and collective intelligence. Now, how do these markets actually achieve this remarkable information aggregation? That brings us to the fourth driver, the mechanics of information aggregation and robustness.
The price discovery mechanism is driven by a complex interplay of arbitrage, diverse participant knowledge, and economic incentives to be accurate. Even if individuals aren't experts, their collective actions tend to push prices toward the most accurate probabilistic outcome.
And while criticisms about manipulation can arise, robust platforms have developed sophisticated mechanisms to mitigate these risks. Large numbers of participants and transparent rules are key to ensuring prices remain anchored to probabilities.
It's like millions of tiny data points converging to form a clear picture, a powerful engine for distilling complex information into actionable insights. This leads us to our fifth key driver, enhanced risk management and scenario planning.
So, prediction markets aren't just about finding opportunities, but also about understanding and mitigating downsides. By observing probabilities, funds can conduct more sophisticated scenario analysis, right?
Exactly. They can assess the potential impact of black swan events by looking at the quantifiable probability assigned to them in a prediction market. This allows for stress testing portfolios against specific, quantifiable risks that are hard to model traditionally.
Instead of broad market hedges, funds can implement highly targeted hedges based on the perceived likelihood of specific future occurrences. That's a much more refined approach to risk control.
And this brings us to our sixth and final driver, the maturing platforms and increasing accessibility of prediction markets themselves. The technology and infrastructure have evolved significantly.
We're seeing more institutional-grade offerings with improved interfaces and bolstered security. Crucially, liquidity on major platforms has increased substantially, allowing larger players to participate without drastically skewing prices.
And prediction market data is increasingly being integrated into financial analytics suites. This makes it easier for analysts and portfolio managers to access and incorporate this unique data stream into their existing workflows.
The tools are becoming more sophisticated, reliable, and accessible, significantly lowering the barrier to entry. The convergence of these six drivers paints a clear picture. Prediction markets are a burgeoning frontier in institutional finance.
Now, let's transition to the conclusion, which is titled Embracing the Probabilistic Future. This evolution isn't just about a new tool, it's about fundamentally recalibrating how we perceive and quantify risk and opportunity.
It's a paradigm shift driven by necessity and amplified by technology. The practical applications are drawing serious institutional attention. Consider economic forecasting. Traditional methods often struggle with unprecedented events.
Prediction markets, conversely, are forward-looking and dynamic. They capture collective intuition and informed speculation in real time. Take the Federal Reserve's policy decisions, for example.
Historically, investors would analyze statements and data to guess the Fed's next move. But on a prediction market, a contract for a specific rate hike would fluctuate, signaling the market's increasing pricing in of that outcome.
This allows a hedge fund to proactively adjust its portfolio, say its duration exposure or currency hedges, ahead of the official announcement. It's a quantifiable market consensus driving immediate decisions.
And the granularity of information is key here. It's not just about broad market trends, but about specific events, like will company X's new drug get FDA approval by June 30th? This allows for highly targeted investment strategies.
The wisdom of the crowd is particularly potent because participants are financially incentivized to be accurate. This economic incentive drives them to do their homework and constantly update their beliefs as new information emerges.
It's a self-correcting mechanism. If a price deviates too far from the true probability, arbitrageurs and informed traders step in to exploit the discrepancy, pushing the price back towards equilibrium.
Think of prediction markets as a financial laboratory for testing hypotheses about the future. The collective trading activity provides results in the form of contract prices, representing the market's best estimate of probabilities.
This is crucial when traditional diversification strategies are failing due to fragile correlations. When hedges aren't reliable, new ways to understand and manage risk are essential.
Prediction markets allow hedging against specific future events that might disrupt these correlations. Instead of hedging broad market risk, you can potentially hedge against the specific event itself.
The policy foresight aspect is also incredibly compelling, especially for sectors sensitive to regulatory changes like tech, healthcare, or energy. Government policy can significantly impact these industries.
A market focused on the likelihood of a specific piece of legislation or new regulations can provide invaluable lead time. If a contract price climbs, it suggests informed participants believe the event is more likely.
This might prompt a hedge fund to reduce exposure or even short a stock before negative news breaks. That's proactive risk management, driven by quantifiable signals.
And the concept of unpriced information is central to generating alpha. Prediction markets can help identify pockets of mispricing by revealing probabilities not yet fully incorporated into traditional asset prices.
If a prediction market indicates a high probability of a positive outcome that the broader market discounts with skepticism, it could present an arbitrage opportunity. Buying the stock and potentially selling contracts on a negative outcome could capture this.
The robustness of these markets is critical. While manipulation is a concern, well-designed platforms have safeguards like a large number of participants and transparency, making widespread manipulation difficult and expensive.
And we're seeing increasing integration of AI and sophisticated analytical tools. This can analyze trading patterns, identify arbitrage, and model participant behavior, further enhancing market efficiency.
For a hedge fund, this could mean a dedicated team monitoring key prediction markets, using specialized software to track shifts, and integrating this data into risk models. When a significant trend emerges, it's flagged for review.
Portfolio managers can then assess the impact on holdings and decide on actions like adjusting allocations or initiating hedges. It's about augmenting traditional analysis with this new data stream.
It's like adding a high-resolution, real-time sensor to a complex diagnostic system. The increasing accessibility and institutionalization are also key. Platforms are becoming more regulated, secure, and liquid.
This is crucial for institutional investors operating under strict compliance frameworks. They need reliable, transparent, and compliant platforms. The trend towards institutional-grade prediction markets shows their growing legitimacy.
And the ability to integrate this data into existing trading infrastructure is vital. APIs, data feeds, and analytics tools that allow seamless integration are accelerating adoption.
The implications are profound. Prediction markets represent a powerful mechanism for assessing future probabilities. While they started niche, their utility in navigating uncertainty and uncovering value is now recognized by sophisticated players.
As we move forward, it's highly probable that prediction markets will become an integral part of the modern investment toolkit, reshaping forecasting, risk management, and market efficiency. They're turning abstract possibilities into tangible, tradable assets.
That's a fantastic overview of the core concepts. Before we wrap up, let's quickly touch on the summary table you provided, which breaks down the key factors, strengths, and challenges.
Absolutely. For the search for alpha and breaking correlations, the strength is finding alpha through events not captured by traditional assets, but the challenge is market liquidity and accuracy.
Then, for real-time sentiment and event probabilities, the insight is immediate price signals for tactical adjustments, but the challenge lies in interpreting rapid shifts and filtering noise.
Under unpriced information and policy foresight, the key advantage is surfacing and quantifying future events before they're priced in. The challenge here is the potential for manipulation and distinguishing informed speculation from noise.
Regarding information aggregation mechanics, the strength is the wisdom of the crowd and robust price discovery. The challenge is that the crowd may not always be perfectly rational or informed. Biases can still influence prices.
For risk management and scenario planning, the strength is more precise scenario analysis and targeted hedging. The challenge is requiring a shift in traditional risk modeling frameworks to integrate this probabilistic data.
And finally, platform maturation and accessibility offer strengths like better security and liquidity, lowering barriers. The challenges are the evolving regulatory clarity and standardization across platforms, which can create compliance hurdles.
That summary really encapsulates the nuances. It highlights the immense potential while acknowledging the hurdles that still need to be navigated. It's clear that prediction markets are no longer a fringe experiment.
They are rapidly becoming a sophisticated tool for any serious investor looking to gain an edge in today's complex financial landscape. The insights they offer are truly game-changing.
Indeed. Thank you for joining us today as we explored this exciting new frontier for hedge funds. We've covered the introduction, all five sections, the conclusion, and the detailed summary, including key factors, strengths, and challenges.
It's been a pleasure diving deep into this topic with you. We'll be back next time with more insights from the world of finance.
Until then, stay informed and stay ahead of the curve.